dementia, of course, is one of the most important health issues that we have, but it's also an important societal issue. Numbers escalate dramatically. Many of us will know that we're having about one in four Canadians over the age of 65 within just a few years, and a great proportion of those people as they age will have dementia. Canada just isn't ready. We know that those numbers are going to put increased pressure on our healthcare system, but they're also going to put increased pressures on family. And Canada's made promises, so has Saskatchewan, and they really haven't yet delivered.
And we are seeing this already. A lot of families are having to deal with this right now.
If we think about the conversation that's around the kitchen table right now, it is really, what are we going to do about mom and dad? And they're starting to have some cognitive impairment. And we know that that means that we're going to need families and friends to step in and support. But it also means that we need our healthcare systems to be ready to support that as well. About 75% of all healthcare and supportive care is provided by family and friends, and they're burnt out. It's getting harder. And we wanted to see how we were doing in Canada against the national and international standards. And the answer is we're not doing well, and those families are going to find it ever harder very soon.
How important is it to have more geriatricians? There doesn't seem to be a large number in Canada or Saskatchewan.
No, geriatricians, which are, of course, are medical specialists that provide specific care for older people, are few and far between. Just to give you a little bit of a sense, in 2020 in Canada, there was one pediatrician for every about 2,800 children. It's about 10 times that for geriatricians. We have one geriatrician for just about 21,000 seniors. And in Saskatchewan, it's very few and far between. And we know we're going to need much more about that soon, but geriatricians don't grow on trees, and it takes a long time to get people into the field. So these are really urgent issues right now.
So how do they provide better care or better, I guess, treatment for people who have dementias compared to the current system with the family doctor?
Most family doctors don't have a specialty in dementia. And in fact, two out of every five family physicians say that they don't feel comfortable diagnosing dementia or even treating dementia. And geriatricians are people who are specialists in the care of older adults, which isn't just cognitive impairment, but also how dementia connects with other types of illnesses and diseases that we have as we grow older. And if you look at the current care metrics in Saskatchewan, we'll see that we have very, very few people in Saskatchewan. We have lower numbers of psychiatrists, only two neurologists. We have a low number of family physicians and a very low number of access to regular doctors. So those regular doctors and other healthcare providers have even less time to help with complex situations. This is an area that's of critical importance in Saskatchewan.
Are there different types of dementia that affect people?
There are. We think about Alzheimer's dementia as the one that we talk about the most, but there are many other kinds. We talk about vascular dementia, which can be associated with things like strokes. We talk about Lewy body dementia, which is often associated with Parkinson's disease. And of course, there's also types of dementia that you can have which are affected by alcohol and drugs, as well as other issues as well. So there's lots and lots of forms of dementia out there. But again, Alzheimer's is the most common one that we talk about.
I did a quick scan of your report on each of the provinces. It doesn't appear that any province is reaching a good standard on this, but is Saskatchewan below some of the other provinces, or where do we rank?
Saskatchewan does rank pretty lowly. We looked at assessing what's provided in Saskatchewan, and these are the metrics that we got from the World Health Organization and what our National Dementia Strategy is supposed to have. And Saskatchewan does not have its own dementia strategy. There are not published resources for individuals or family who are concerned that they may have dementia. There's no care pathways, which means that families and people with dementia don't know where to go and what to do. There are no published pathways for the healthcare providers. And really, all you can say is that Saskatchewan's got some published resources for caregivers and that some of the information is on the website. There's a long way to go.
From your perspective, why haven't we been making more progress on this? It's not something that we should be totally surprised by. It's one of those things that you see it from a long distance and you think it's a long ways away, but eventually it starts to become more prevalent.
This is, a conversation in everybody's house today. But the reason why we did this report is because you're seeing governments as well as organizations say, you know, dementia is such a huge problem. It's such a huge problem. Probably we should do something about it. And then they look somewhere else and do something else. And so we wanted to break down what are the actual things we are supposed to be doing besides just giving more money, which we know that we do need to. What are some of the other concrete steps that we can take? And so I think dementia has seemed like a huge issue, and getting started in making our systems better has been complex. And we hope that this report allows us to actually take some of those steps forward.